It is Monday, May 12th, 2014, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, featuring young professionals, the Fast 15, and networking events in the May 12th edition, plus local business news in Northwest Arkansas. Subscriptions and more information are available at 725-0394 or nwabusinessjournal.com. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, an Arkansas judge overturns the state's ban on same-sex marriage, so what's next? Also, a conversation with the author of Crow After Roe, How Women's Health is the New Separate But Equal, and How to Change That. And the latest installment of Arkansongs, Roby Brock has his weekly business and political news update and more. But first, Governor Mike Beebe is joining other governors in fighting scheduled cuts to the National Guard. Reductions over the next 2 years will affect about 15,000 Guard members, including about 300 in Arkansas. In his weekly address, Governor Beebe said the Guard has become indispensable.
They protect us overseas while providing vital services here at home. That role on the home front has been highlighted during the past 2 weeks as the Arkansas National Guard has helped with continuous response to the deadly storms of April 27th. Some of the Guard units that responded so effectively to tornado-ravaged communities are among those identified by the Department of the Army for future cuts.
The governor says an even greater concern than the cuts over the next 2 years is a second round of sequestration scheduled for 2018. Arkansas would lose about 530 Guard troops if another sequestration takes effect. The National Governors Association has recommended an independent study before any cuts take effect, and a bill authorizing such a study has been introduced in the U.S. Senate. Governor Beebe recommends contacting congressional members about the importance of maintaining the Guard at full strength. Although Pulaski, Washington, and Carroll counties are issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples, many other counties in the state are not. One of those counties is Crawford County, where Teresa Armour is the county clerk. She says after receiving several calls this morning regarding whether the county would issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples.
I left an early voting site and stopped by our prosecuting attorney's office. I was not able to talk to the prosecuting attorney, so I talked to a deputy. I was advised that a circuit judge in Pulaski County did not have jurisdiction over Crawford County and that we was to wait on a Supreme Court ruling and or a circuit judge in Crawford County. If they was to order us to, then we could.
Madison County is taking a similar position. Farron Ledbetter, the Madison County clerk, says after reading Judge Piazza's ruling and after consulting with the county attorney, he concluded that the circuit court ruling only applies to the six counties that were a party in the Wright case, and therefore the ruling does not apply to Madison County. But Ledbetter says if a Supreme Court ruling orders all 75 counties in the state to comply and issue marriage certificates to same-sex couples, Madison County will be prepared.
In light of this ruling and you know, the anticipation that this will go to the Supreme Court, I have contacted my marriage license software provider and instructed him to immediately begin modifications on our marriage licenses to change the verbiage on that so that we will be immediately able to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples as soon as the law allows that.
According to a written statement, Sebastian County Clerk Sharon Brooks will also wait until a decision in the Arkansas Supreme Court before issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Members of Arkansas's congressional delegation have announced that more than $3 million in Department of Transportation funding will go to Arkansas airports for facility upgrades and improvements. Smithfield in Siloam Springs is set to receive $427,500 to rehabilitate taxiway pavement, while the Boone County Airport will receive $244,000 to rehabilitate its taxiway lighting system. Drake Field in Fayetteville will receive nearly $32,000 to go toward the rehabilitation of apron pavement, while the Carroll County Airport in Berryville will receive $54,000 to rehabilitate its existing runway pavement. Construction on Interstate 49 in northwest Arkansas will cause some lane shifts beginning this evening. According to the Arkansas Highway Transportation Department, southbound traffic is being restricted to one lane between the Weddington and Porter Road interchanges at various times between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. to allow traffic to be shifted to temporary lanes. And tomorrow evening, the northbound lanes will be similarly shifted. The lane shifts are expected to last for about 2 months while crews work to replace a drainage structure beneath the interstate. In Franklin County, the Highway Department will be conducting a routine bridge inspection, causing lane closures on Highway 23. Crews will inspect the highway bridge over the Arkansas River between Ozark and Webb City, and traffic will be reduced to one lane between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. through Wednesday. Traffic will be controlled using flaggers, cones, and warning signs. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals had a successful weekend. The Nats won 3 of 3 at home against the Springfield Cardinals, winning 9-1 Friday, 6-3 Saturday, and 9-8 yesterday. The trio of wins puts the Naturals at 14-22 on the season. Play continues on the road today as the Nats start a 4-game series against the Travelers in Little Rock. The Razorback baseball team held its final home series of the regular season this weekend. The Razorbacks won over Texas A&M Friday and Saturday with final scores of 3-2 and 7-3, respectively. But Arkansas fell in 10 innings yesterday with a final score of 6-5. The last series of the season will begin Friday when the Razorbacks travel to Columbia to take on Missouri. Tonight, there's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 51 in northwest Arkansas. In the Arkansas River Valley, there's a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 55. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 63 in northwest Arkansas, and a 50% chance of showers and a high of 67 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a 40% chance of rain and a low of 46 in northwest Arkansas, and a 60% chance of showers and a low of 50 in the Arkansas River Valley.